Montreal's Perfect Mix, the B92.5. Just reading here, Claudia, that the age we are most miserable at. Do you want to take a guess, first of all?
Okay. Most miserable at. I'm going to go for a very young age because you're kind of soul searching at that point. Mm-hmm. So let me go for 23.
Oh, really? Most miserable? No, they're loving life at 23. No?
Okay.
It's way up there at 48.
Way up there? You're making it sound well, like it's old.
I know. That's what I mean. I mean from 23.
Yeah,
it's a
from
big
23.
Difference.
48, really? That means I only have, how old am I?
15, 42, 20 years
so
to go.
Eight years to go?
Wow.
No, six years to go.
Don't ask me about
I
it,
can't
okay?
I can't even calculate. So you've already passed it.
Well, you're not
God.
Supposed to tell people that. So they say at 48, your happy levels are at their worst because your finances are strained, your gray hairs are appearing, and you have a lot of adulting to do.
Oh, that's already done in my case.
Okay, well, but you're not miserable yet.
No.
It's only going to get worse, Claudia.
Thanks.
And you can add teenagers on top of that probably as well.
Who picked this topic? So positive.
But the good news is it starts to turn around at 49.
Okay, that's good.
Because you're entering another chapter of your life, okay?
Okay.
So let me ask you, because adulting is on the list and you turn into an adult and life changes, what's the worst thing about being an adult?
Oh, I'm going to go for, I guess, homework with the kids. Homework and perhaps laundry. I've had enough of laundry. Yeah, what about you?
Well, I'm going through it right now is home. All stuff is always breaking around the house.
That's true.
And I just found out what it will cost me to get a new roof one day.
Oh, no. Ouch.
And I'm like, I can't retire yet.
No. And don't you hate spending money on something you can't really see or enjoy? Like a roof.
Like a roof.
Yeah.
So, again, we're most miserable at 48, apparently, but let's turn it into a positive in a way and look back at our adult lives and what do we hate most about being an adult?
Yeah.
Never mind the number 48. Like, what's the worst thing about being an adult right now?
Let's just complain. Let's do it all together.
Because that's what old people do. Text us at 92925. At 622. So we're talking about a research that said the age we are most miserable, Claudia, is 48 years old.
Yeah.
And it's because we're adults at that time. Finances are stretched. Gray hairs appearing. The kids are driving us crazy. And we have a lot of adulting to do.
We do. So we're asking you, what's the worst part about being an adult, right? I'm loving the answers. Rabbi says, how about morning joint pains?
Ooh.
And I can already relate, and I'm 42.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I keep asking my friends, I go, does it hurt when you do this? Because it hurts when I do that. And that just started like a year or two ago.
Yeah, I have half arms when I get up in the morning. Yeah. I have to unfold my arms, and it squeals. Somebody said not being able to sleep in. That's true. Like, when's the last time we were able to sleep in?
That is so true. You know what? It gets better. And I blame when the kids get older. You get to sleep a little longer.
Oh, that I can't wait for, though, I've got to say. What I don't like about my adult life is seeing my parents getting old as well. That's true. That's so not true. Easy. But I would say the number one thing that people are saying is not fun about being adult is paying bills.
Yeah.
All those bills you have to pay.
Well, that was number one on the list, too, with this research. It's because your finances are stretched.
Yeah.
And you're spending a lot of money on yourself and your home and your kids and the food, and it all starts to add up.
Yeah, and you're kind of like, what's the point if you have to get up every morning to go to work just to pay bills and not have any fun?
Yeah.
You know, I wish somebody would have told me that earlier on in life.
Keep the text coming, 92925. Hi, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, my aunt in California, she's 101.
Well, if you got her genes, you're going to be around for a while.
I hope so, with a better... Can I just trade a few parts in, please? She taught me a lesson, my aunt at 101. She said, you know, you could sit there and complain and cry about getting old, but it ain't going to change nothing.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
You know, and she said, every day I wake up, she says, I thank God, like, I get to live another day, you know? But I still complain, though, because the energy... My spirit's 20, but my body ain't. It's not fair. This getting old business is a lie. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, she's so cute. But, Kat, didn't you say 2 weeks ago that the best age to be, like the age that everybody wants to be, is 50?
Yeah.
So that's only two years after the most miserable time.
That's a great point. I forgot we talked about that.
Yeah.
So if you're in that age group, don't worry. It doesn't... 48 sucks, but 49 and 50 are fantastic.
Great. There we go.
Text is 92925. It's the Beat Sankaset.